News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I am joined by the outgoing CEO of On Puss, David McRedmond, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not have seen and to give analysis on some of those that you have. It is not often, David, that the term outgoing is so apt. Today is the day that you outgo.
Yeah, it's my last day.
Congratulations.
I retire today. It's my last day of full-time employment. I'll go into the office. I'll get my crate and I'll pack up my pictures of the dog and whatever else is on the desk. I'll put them in and I'll go down to my company car and take out the St. Christopher and then get the bus home, you know, and that's
Will
it.
Will there be a gold watch? Is there going to be a party?
I hope there's a... I think it's a carriage clock is what you get. And I'll be looking forward to it, yeah.
I had forgotten the carriage clock.
No, they've been fantastically generous in On Puss, and they've been... I've had a great send-off, and it's been a real pleasure to be there. It's been the joy of my career. And so great people, great company, good CEO coming on in Fergal Leamy, wish him all the very best. And in particular, just thanks to the 10,000 employees of On Puss. Brilliant, brilliant people, the best people in the country.
You won a number of awards during your tenure as CEO, including the EY giving you an entrepreneurial award for your contribution as CEO to On Puss. I'm intrigued by what you say as it being the high point of your career, because I would have thought if you came from an industry that is seen as being sort of fierce, glamorous and modern and shiny, that being television, that On Puss had a sense of being somewhat staid and somewhat slow and establishment by comparison. That wasn't your experience.
No, it was the exact opposite. I was amazed by how innovative the company was when I went in there. And now it was going through a tough time then because of mail volume decline, letters, people stopped sending letters. But, you know, like all companies are dying, you have to find the next thing. And we found the next thing, which is e-commerce. And we doubled down on it. We went really hard for it. Fantastic people, being brilliant marketeers and On Puss, a brilliant reach into customers. And customers, of course, like the company because they really like the postmen and postwomen and they like the post office clerks. And that gives you a great advantage. I recognize that before going in, that this is a brand that really was just waiting for some really big success to come its way. And I think it is coming its way. And the company now is growing. It's growing strongly. We've employed an extra 360 people this year on top of the 10,000 people we have. And so, you know, there's a fair wind behind it. And it's become a real technology leader and a modern company. And that's the thing that I'm most pleased with.
Now, we do need to move on to the stories of the day. But before we do, one final thing. I put it to you that all of this talk of you getting a carriage clock and putting your feet up in the deck chair and staring at the garden and all that crack is all diplomacy because you don't want to announce something else. And there isn't a chance that you're actually retiring because you'll go up the walls.
Completely. Oh, listen, I and my wife wouldn't allow it. I'm not. And the dog's looking at me thinking, don't think you're staying here.
It's like Roy Keane. Stop walking me.
Exactly. The dog's like, you better get out. So, no, I have a number of boards that I'm going to do and really interested in, you know, I'm really interested in Irish companies. What can they do and how can they develop? You know, I've been a bit involved in the Entrepreneur of the Year program. Brilliant companies coming through every day in Ireland. Fascinated by that. And also working on Dublin City with Robert Watt on the revival of the city centre, the transformation, which I think is going to be fantastic. And by the way, I should add that, and also maybe I'll just do more of this because I was amazed by your viewership, not viewership, your listenership numbers, which were announced today. And you've got, apparently you do have listeners and an extra 10,000.
I was going to say,
an extra 10,000.
Both of them. David,
I think it's all down to the quality of your guests.
You're a gent, David. Thank you very much. Now, one of the things that defined your period in On Puss, I think, was not having a lot of political meddling. There is significant political meddling in the US at the moment. Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to redesign the way it launches military aircraft off naval carriers because he doesn't like it.
He's fantastic. I mean, we have to get used to the idea that he's very, very funny. And there's two quotes. He went on to a ship. He said there was this big aircraft carrier. I said, I went down. He said, I want to meet the catapulter. And he said, what's better, electric catapulter, steam? And the catapulter has been there for 25 years. And he said, steam is better, sir. We can fix it with a hammer and a blowtorch. So Donald Trump has said, let's go back to steam catapult launches. Donald Trump hates electricity for whatever reason. Senator Mark Kelly, an Arizona Democrat, responded. He said Donald Trump should stick to what he knows best, ballrooms, bankruptcy and bullshit. You've got to love it.
And of course, Mark Kelly himself is a former test pilot and NASA astronaut who knows a thing or two about aviation.
He says he's a master's degree in aeronautical engineering and I'm a test pilot and I wouldn't suggest to the Navy how to engineer specific systems. That won't stop the Donald.
Now, closer to home, Children's Health Ireland, which of course is the umbrella body that is responsible for the Crumlin, Temple Street and the children's units in some of our major acute hospitals. They're now saying that 99.5% of patients are now waiting less than a year for spinal surgery and that those, the 0.5%, have their dates if they are waiting more than a year. Yeah. That is good progress.
It looks like great progress. And by the way, I should declare a kind of conflict of interest. My wife works with Jennifer Carol McNeill, the minister. But this is great news. I mean, the wait time for children's outpatient spinal appointment has decreased from 7.4 months to 3.9 months since this time last year. So that's phenomenal. And look, there always has to be more progress. Health is one of those things that just you have to work at it and work at it and work at it, a health service. I've been really impressed by my dealings with the HSE in On Post and elsewhere. And, you know, the level of commitment is sometimes missed. When we have these arguments and when politicians have these arguments around wait times and all of this, sometimes I think they miss the commitment. And it's not just the front lines, not just the nurses and the doctors. You know, it is the much maligned administrators. It is some of the managers. You know, there is a real dedication in the health service to try and make it better. And quite rightly, there should be pressure on them because, you know, children's health has got to be our number one priority. But this is good news and it's good to have this good news and it should be acknowledged.
And finally, it has been confirmed that Gerard the Monk Hutch is going to get back some of his by-election costs. I think he's actually getting the maximum more of costs that is possible, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, look, to be fair, this is based upon the votes you get. In fact, I just checked before I came in that he's joined by Count Binface in Clacton. He's got his deposit back as well. So,
although I think that the one thing that they've been pointing out in Clacton is the deposit is so much lower in the UK that it incentivizes the Count Binfaces this work because you're only risking a couple of hundred quid.
Actually, only Count, yes, that's true. Only Count Binface got his costs back and presumably Nigel Farage.
Oh, Nicky the Hammer and Jimmy the
no,
Duck.
None
and
of them
the
did. None of them did the three monster raving loony party candidates. But Gerry Hutch, he got his money back. You know, this is democracy. People are entitled to run. And if they get a share of the vote above a certain threshold, you get your money back.
We are going to be returning, of course, to the Clacton by-election for analysis and reportage a little bit later on. A lot of texts wishing you well in however short your retirement lasts. David McRedman, amazing man. Love to see my postman come to the door every morning. The on-post employees are just fabulous. David McRedman, thank you very much and congratulations on your tenure as CEO of On Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.